David Olson has lived a long, full life. He's worked on boats, skippered a cannery tender by the age of 21. He even did a stint in the CIA, although some of that information is still confidential.
Yes, I have it in the book. It's one chapter, and that has been cleared by Central Intelligence. We had to go back and forth because they didn't like some of the things I had put in. Why, I don't know. It's over 50 years old, and the people that I was writing about were mostly dead, but they still found something to quibble about. I guess that's their job.
What he can tell you is about growing up in Ketchikan. Olson's family moved there from Minnesota in 1944. His dad got the job as a seminarian to the Norwegian Seamen's Mission. Olson says back then, Ketchikan was a different place.
Oh my, the changes are immense.
In the 1940s, the population was about half of what it is now. Norwegian was widely spoken as a first language. There was no ferry system.
And when I was a boy and we were living there, the three main occupations were fishing, logging, and mining. And I always thought if those three went down the tubes, that would be the end of Ketchikan. But then the cruise ships arrived, and of course that changes everything. Don't
be blue, my darling. Olson's dad, Reverend Roy Olson, was influential around town. He taught Norwegian immigrants English, a minister of the Lutheran gospel.
But he was more than that. He was very much a political activist. He didn't seek causes, but when the causes surfaced, then he took on those causes, and he just took the bull by the horns.
One day at a school board meeting, Olson's dad was presented with a problem. A brothel on Creek Street had opened up.
Some of the young lads in Ketchikan High School went up the creek and came home with a lot of pain. The doctors in town had to treat them. They were not very happy with that situation.
The young man had contracted STDs at a time when little was known about venereal disease. Doctors didn't even have the penicillin to treat them.
The only way was to shut them down.
First, Olson's dad went to the Ketchikan City Council, but the male-led group wouldn't hear of closing the brothel's doors.
So he organized the women, and it was an ecumenical movement. The Methodists, the Episcopalians, the Lutherans, the women all joined forces, backed my father, and they carried the day. And they had the pleasure of going to the dock and catching land and watching a number of those nice ladies depart to go back to Seattle.
Olson left Ketchikan at the age of 17, but continued to work on boats in southeast Alaskan waters. His new book chronicles his experiences, along with the lives of his father, brother, and daughter. He's outlived all three.
When I got into thinking about those stories and that I was really the sole survivor, if I didn't tell those stories of those bookworthy lives, who would?
He began writing Bonded by Water 8 years ago. In Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.